Today is June 29th. These are today's vital statistics. Linda Marie Zauner, 69, of Plain, died Wednesday, June 24th at home following a courageous and valiant fight against cancer. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, July 1st at 11 o'clock at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be at Our Lady of the Field Shrine Cemetery at a later date. Visitation will be held at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, Tuesday, June 30th from 4 until 7, and at the church Wednesday, July 1st from 10 o'clock until the Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to UW Hospitals and Clinics, UW Carbone Cancer Center, Sauk Prairie Hospital, or a Grace Hospice. In lieu of a donation, please take your grandchildren or a child in need out for a special occasion or treat. Linda loved to spoil her grandchildren every chance she got. Linda Marie Zauner, 69, of Plain. Mary Catherine Wiedenfeld, 87, of Richland Center, died Thursday, June 25th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, July 1st at 11 o'clock at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow at St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery in Keysville. Visitation will be held at the church Wednesday, July 1st from 10 o'clock until the time of Mass at 11. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements. Mary Catherine Wiedenfeld, 87, of Richland Center. Mary Ann Mazurzek, 79, of Richland Center, died Thursday, June 25th at Pine Valley Community Village following a long battle with multiple health issues. A funeral service will be held Wednesday, July 1st at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at Basswood Cemetery Thursday, July 2nd at 10 o'clock. Visitation will be held at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday, July 1st from 10 o'clock until the time of service at noon. Mary Ann Mazurzak, 79, of Richland Center. Patty L. Wallace, 75, of Richland Center, died Friday, June 26th at her home. Funeral services will be held Thursday, July 2nd at 1 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Visitation will be held at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday, July 2nd from 11 o'clock until the time of the service at 1 o'clock. Patty L. Wallace, 75, of Richland Center. Judy E. Dutka, 71, of Lone Rock, died June 15th at William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Wednesday, July 8th at 11 a.m., with visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 at Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Military graveside rites will be provided by the James P. and Michael Sullivan American Legion Post 383 at the Richland Center Cemetery. Judy E. Dutka, 71, of Lone Rock. Lyle Paul Barnes, 98, of Richland Center, died Wednesday, June 24th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, August 9th, from noon until 4 at the Coon Valley American Legion. Burial will be at the Viola Cemetery. The Vasetag Larson Funeral Home and Crematory is serving the family. Lyle Paul Barnes, 98, of Richland Center. Gaylord Hart, 80, of Oklahoma, formerly of Ithaca, died Friday, June 26th. A graveside service will be held in Oklahoma at a later date. Gaylord Hart, 80, of Oklahoma, formerly of Ithaca. Stanley Dean Adsett, 64, of Maryville, Tennessee, died Saturday, June 27th. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Stanley Dean Adsett, 64, of Maryville, Tennessee.